listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So glad all of you are in touch with us on this Tuesday afternoon with all kinds of good stuff going on and all guests that you hear on Cleveland Browns Daily. Give us a shout on the Ohio Business Machines hotline, OBM, Ohio Business Machines, sharp copiers. You know, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for the team is just unconditional. Make your number one pick, the preferred document services provider of the Browns. That's OBM, with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. They've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's you need for your office. When you put together a Sharp products playbook for your business, give them a call, 216-485-2000, or you can visit them at ohiobusinessmachines.com.
Jim Donovan, Michael Redguy with breaking news, and this is legit, everybody. Johnny Manziel has now been contacted and drafted by the Harlem Globetrotters. That if he wants, and this is legit, that if he wants to go down that road, the Globetrotters are interested in him. So now it's been the Browns, the Padres, and the Harlem Globetrotters. The NHL will figure it soon.
Somebody will figure it out, Jimmy. All we need is the NHL, and we've got the four major team sports covered for Johnny Manziel. And maybe, I don't know, I would think of Johnny on the basketball floor. Got to be a point guard.
Oh, I would think
maybe,
so.
Maybe, you know, with the Curly Neal, Marcus Haynes type of
Do you know one time when the Globetrotters came out to the old Coliseum?
Yeah.
I played for the Washington Generals
did
in the game.
You? And how did you like Red Klotz as your head coach?
It was unbelievable in the locker room.
I bet you.
I have to tell you, he was ripping the Washington Generals on what they were doing. Don't let these guys make fools out of you. And I'm sitting there saying, hey, I thought you follow the script here.
Yeah, where's my script?
Where's my script here?
Nice. Anyway, that's classic.
Yeah, those guys were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the Ohio Business Machines Hot Topics Hotline, and we talk right now with Jeff Darlington from the NFL Network, who's been covering the NFL Rookie Symposium on the NFC side. Jeff, thanks for joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, and how did it go today? How did the NFC rookies fare in the symposium here in Berea?
It was just fine. It's actually a pretty fun event out here. I'm still here at the Browns facility, and it is a good event every year. I mean, it's just these guys are trapped in that hotel for a couple of days, and I mean literally trapped. Like they cannot leave the property at all. So getting out and getting out on the field a little bit is probably a welcomed opportunity for them. So yeah, it was a pretty fun event.
Jeff, glad you're enjoying it. And of course, with the NFC side, you have Jake Matthews and Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. Two young men, and you know the story here, Jeffrey. I mean, Johnny Manziel, any move he makes is absolutely being put in such a fishbowl. Did you get a chance to chat with either of his Texas A&M teammates, Jake Matthews and Mike Evans, and just get their feel for what kind of teammate and what Browns fans can expect of Johnny Manziel?
But I personally, I didn't talk to those two guys at this particular event. I was just exploring a couple more national stories. Although I recognize that Johnny Football is very much a national story. But, I mean, I have had a number of conversations actually in the past couple of days with some guys who have worked with Manziel and just exploring what kind of guy this is, because I haven't had any chance to get to know him, but so I'm still, you know, my opinion is still completely wide open. And I'll say that the one thing that I take away I don't know, the off the field and on the field, but just his intelligence level is one thing that I think is very enlightening about him. This is a guy who really seems to understand football and have an extremely high IQ both on and off the field. Had great success with the Wunderlich exam, but beyond that, you know, I've heard stories about him walking in and knowing the names of everyone in every organization. So from that standpoint, I know that he likes to have his fun and all that, but I will say it's a good sign when a player has that kind of a memory, because I think memory, brain capacity is so important at the quarterback position. Athleticism, obviously, in this era of football is hugely important as a quarterback, but I still think brain capacity, what you see from Peyton Manning, what you see from Andrew Luck, I think that that's critical, and Johnny Manziel seemingly has that.
Jeff Darlington from the NFL Network on the Ohio Business Machines hotline with us. Jeff, you know, to the people that are listening, and we keep talking about this rookie symposium, kind of give us the blueprint of it. What do they do? Sure. Why are they here? What's the whole program about?
So it's broken up now, and this is a pretty new deal where they break it up between the NFC and the AFC, and that's since they started coming to Ohio, and they're staying over in Aurora. Basically, what the NFL wants them to understand is a little bit about the history of the game, which is why they wanted to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But they also still want to hammer home a lot of these different understandings about what life will be like. So they stay in this hotel. They got there Sunday, the NFC did. All of Monday was spent in breakout sessions, whether it's about financial strategy, whether it's about mental wellness, respect in the locker room. A number of different topics. So these guys are basically just slammed with information all day long, and then they come out and do the Play 60 event. They go back to the hotel, more breakout sessions, and then they'll go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame tomorrow. So these guys really are overwhelmed with information, but I would sense that if these guys can leave the symposium with just a little shred of something that the NFL would consider it a success. They know that they're not going to turn bad guys into good ones overnight. Mm-hmm. But I think that they just want them to understand what these players are getting into when they enter into the NFL.
Jeff Darlington, NFL Network, kind enough to join us on our Ohio Business Machines hotline. Jeff, Jim and I were mentioning, and I don't know if you've had a chance, or but what do you make? I just want to get your thought because of your awareness and covering the league. The Josh Gordon situation just does not seem to want to come to resolution. Why is it taking so long in your mind? And do you see a point where this is going to start to hamstring the Browns somewhat in terms of their plans as they begin training camp?
Yeah, I got to be honest. I don't always understand why it takes so long to get through any type of disciplinary issues. But other than the fact that there are always a lot of them, and I know when you're talking within a community, it's in a vacuum because that's the guy that matters most. But oftentimes you also have to remember there are other players that need to have certain meetings at the league office, and that takes scheduling and logistics. And I get that that's hard to understand, especially from within a local community. But look, I live down in Fort Lauderdale, and I can tell you that a lot of Dolphins fans are sitting there saying, well, why hasn't Mike Pouncey heard what his punishment is yet
for
the Ted Wells report? Yeah. And I think that it just – I don't know if it's a backup. I don't know. I mean, you know, look, the league has a lot of different things on its plate. It is interesting, and maybe it's just the fact that it's litigation that we're talking about, millions of dollars in potential lawsuits, all sorts of factors that make them slow down. But, yeah, I don't really necessarily have a great answer for you.
You know, as when these kids come into for this symposium, as they lead up to getting drafted, it's amazing how much research and almost investigative work teams do before they commit to a kid and make him a pick, certainly a high pick. I mean, they really go through an awful lot. And you mentioned the Wunderlich test. And, of course, then there's the physical part of it going, you know, to the to the combine in Indianapolis. Do you think, Jeff, now, though, that these kids are, even when they arrive at the symposium in the last few years now, are a little bit more prepared for the NFL? They know the drill a little bit more than players did, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago?
Yeah, I think so, but you also have to wonder. Like, sometimes you think that the guys that don't need the lessons are the ones who are listening at the symposium, and the guys who don't, vice versa. Like, if a guy is a bad dude, he's probably not the guy who's listening right. In the symposium lecture. But again, that goes back to the point that I think what the NFL is trying to do is, if that guy though hears something, hears anything right. that maybe makes him make a different decision down the line, again, it's a success. Sometimes if you go down a path, you don't know what that person might have decided. But look, if someone doesn't make a decision, we don't hear about it, but that's a success because of things like the symposium. But yeah, I think these guys definitely have a greater understanding of what they're getting into, the magnitude, especially with social media. It allows them to have an up-close view of what fans are thinking and the communication there. So yeah, I mean, absolutely. These guys definitely do know that the light is shining very brightly on them.
Boy, I tell you what, since the draft here in Cleveland and in Berea specifically, it seems like the NFL Network has been based here.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, I mean, now training camp is coming up. And I know the NFL Network has expansive plans to cover everybody's camp. But, Jeff, I would imagine that little postage stamp on the map, Berea, suddenly goes to the top of the list as far as coverage plans are concerned. I would imagine that there are so many great storylines here. And, you know, right up at the top, Manziel and the quarterback battle. I would imagine people from the NFL Network are going to be spending a lot of time here in July.
Yeah, we love quarterbacks and we love storylines. I will say this, we've had a Didi Kinkambala here quite a bit already, and I haven't made many trips up, but I did the Tebow show several years ago in Denver.
Yeah.
And I speak from experience to say, I think I spent about 18 days in 1 month in Denver, and I live in Fort Lauderdale. So yeah, we are committed.
Wow.
We are when we jump onto a story, we are committed to it.
Yes, sure. Yeah, yeah. And this is a big one.
Oh, it's going to be big.
Yeah, yeah.
No
Jeff, thanks
it
very much.
It should be fun too.
Yeah.
Of
well,
course,
we're,
no
I'll tell you what. It's been fun, and we're looking. And I think it's just starting. You're right. So
yeah,
thanks
it's,
a lot,
it's
Jeff.
Polarizing. It's polarizing, if nothing else.
Jeff Darlington from the NFL Network covering the Rookie Symposium. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Yeah. What do you
polarizing.
Think?
Yeah, polarizing.
Wow. That
doesn't even begin to touch the surface.
But you know,
Johnny Manziel.
In the past, and really since the teams come back, you know, these networks probably say, "All right, on our tour, remember, stop by Berea for a day."
Exactly.
Well, how about a half day? Yeah, stop by Berea for a half day. Catch them in the morning. But I'm telling you, Michael, this is going to be totally different. I mean, look at what it's been every day since the draft. I mean, they've been here for mini camps and OTAs and the opening press conference.
That's right.
Everything.
Yeah, and it's going to get much more exclusive, as we're alluding to. And Jimmy, I don't know. I've been going back and forth. I wonder which way or. Is there even a way to differentiate if it's going to take off? If Manziel at some point is named the starting quarterback of this football team, or if, you know, again, he is not, and Brian Hoyer, which way is that going to explode even more if that's possible?
Well, there are and it's going to explode. It's just, you're right, there's a story.
Well,
all right, if he wins it, huge story.
Huge story.
Okay, if he doesn't win it.
Maybe bigger story.
How's he going to handle it?
Exactly.
How long is he not going to be the quarterback?
Right.
When is he going to come in? You know,
that
really.
Might be the first question after out of Mike Pettine's mouth if he were to say, I'm going to go with Brian Hoyer. When are you going to play Manziel? What will it take to get Manziel in?
I laugh, but you're right on the money.
Yeah.
All right, we thank Jeff Darlington for joining us. Jim Donovan, Michael Regai with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're back with more after a timeout.